It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hello, I'm Lisa Maynard.
And I'm Kirk Maynard.
And welcome to Alaska Realty Today. Today we have two special guests in the studio. We have Caitlin and Tony, who are property managers with us here at Next Home.
Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Tony and Caitlin have been property managers with us for 12 years-ish. So
yeah, it's been a while.
Welcome your wisdom to the show. I thought it would be a good idea to get you guys in here. Real estate's a hot topic. Property management's a hot topic. So maybe you guys can roll out what the landscape looks like. What have we seen for vacancy rates? What's going on out there?
Well, right now is that 'tis the season of putting your property for property management if you had not sold it, and or if you're a new investor that purchased something during the crazy time this summer.
Nice. So with the crazy market that we've seen, houses are selling in a day or two, if not sooner, if not hours. How's that affected the property management side? What's the vacancy rate, or is it everybody's shooting each other to get into a place? Or
I think it's pretty similar on the property management side. I think vacancy rate right now is 6%. That's what it was a couple months ago. And it's just as crazy out there on the property management side. I mean, we've got multiple people applying for properties. We put something up and, it's rented within a week or so. Tony, is that what you're thinking?
Oh, absolutely. And just if something isn't renting, it's due to, it's a little further out for somebody, or they didn't want to live in an apartment style. But definitely duplexes, single family homes go immediately.
Yeah.
And in the single family sales market, a lot of people have been making choices to change properties for, COVID reasons. They're working from home now. They want more of a lawn. They want a bigger house, maybe an office. They want to be closer to family and friends. Are you seeing any tenants making similar type move changes to where they live because of COVID?
Absolutely. I actually have a lot of tenants this year, either just because it was so crazy with the interest rates that they went and purchased their own homes. Just because, they're like, God, I never really expected it. But here I go, a year or two earlier than I thought. And, and I have a lot of that transfer over to, like, I have a lady, she's going to transfer now from, two bedroom to now a three, just needing something bigger. Mm-hmm. She's, doing better in her job, so just like purchasing home and properties, they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So we are obviously seeing on the sales side, we're seeing prices go up, and I'm taking a look at the Borough Quarterly Economic Report, and the summer it says, and the stats come from the News, Miner, Craigslist, from property management websites, personal communications, and when they took a poll in June, there were 0 1-bedroom houses, 0 2-bedroom houses, 1 3-bedroom, and 0 4-bedroom. So is that affecting what you guys are, what owners are getting for rents right now? Is that the rent increases? Are they staying stable?
There's been some pretty substantial rent increases. Absolutely, especially with these larger single-family houses. They've gone up, definitely. And you can't keep them on the market. I mean, single families are just flying, because they're hard to come by. And so if they do become available, people are snagging them right up.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most rentable? Is it a house? Is it an apartment? Is it a 3-bedroom apartment, a 2-bedroom house?
3 bedrooms, for sure.
Definitely 3 bedrooms, side-by-side duplexes.
Single families with a heated garage, that's extremely popular.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even with a carport, they're still going, and just a matter of people just want a place to, put their ATVs, get them covered, get them out of the element somehow.
Yeah.
In the sales side, there's definitely a shortage of entry-level homes. Mm-hmm. Do you guys see the same thing for entry-level Tennessee, is there apartments hard to come by, or?
At this moment, I think I only have 2 apartments, and that still have tenants in them, but will be coming up, and that's all I have.
There's definitely been a little bit of a shortage with housing. Just people are not wanting to move as much, so just because of the housing shortage that we do have right now, as far as rentals go, so a lot of our tenants have been renewing leases instead of putting in notices to try to find different places. And so, it's hard to keep the vacancies.
So if I'm a homeowner and I'm thinking about property management, weighing the decision, it must be easy to rent out a property. So why use a property manager? What do you guys do?
Well, we always have a lot of people that definitely, and we do, just on that subject, we do a la carte service also. So we do have some people, maybe 10% of my owners live in town, and only 2% of them actually run themselves. Like, we'll get the a la carte, we'll go and get the, you know, do the credit check, which is, you know, credit, criminal, eviction, court view, and then we go through the paperwork process, the leasing, the pictures, mm-hmm. the move-in, so on and so forth, and then we hand over everything over to the owner, and then they'll go from there. Mm-hmm. But the other percentage, I even had some owners have a duplex, live next door, just be like, okay, don't tell them I'm the owner, I'm just another tenant, because they honestly don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is the fact that they don't have... They're a little lenient, or too lenient, when it
yep.
comes to it, or they don't do inspections on, you know, then like we do a quarterly inspection, you know, depending on the tenant situation, so on and so forth.
They become friends with them.
Right. And so then all of a sudden they're like 1 month, 2 month, 3 month behind, or they've never seen the house since the day that they moved in, and then all of a sudden they walk in and, you know, and that doesn't happen in all cases, of course, but I do have to say that the majority of the time I was like, man, I really tried to do this myself. I told you, Tony, a year ago that, you know, I'm going to try it for a year, and then they come knocking on the door going, okay, I can't do this anymore.
I mean, if I had a property, I wouldn't even try to manage it myself. I would give it to one of you two to manage. We had a client not too long ago who we were chit-chatting with, fishing with, and he said, hey, I need some help getting a tenant out. I'm like, okay, well, tell us a little bit about it. The tenant hadn't paid in 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
So add that up alone, what that's worth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then, so I helped him through the forcible eviction process, and the house was crazy. It was just, it was an awful place. And there was a live chicken in there. Tenant was going to the bathroom in the cabin. It was awful, and it took a lot of hard work to get that back. I mean, just the value of the property alone, that can be damaged if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do, you know, quarterly inspections. It's super valuable that, hey, it's the biggest investment in my life, and I got somebody who's got eyes on it. That's awesome.
Yeah, you absolutely want to protect your investment. And, you know, we do thorough background checks. We're making sure that we verify employment, rental history. Like Tony was saying, that, you know, we're not only a full service property management company, we also offer the a la carte, which is those limited services. So if you just needed help finding a renter, or, you know, we also do the freeze alarm. We do the monitoring of the freeze alarm. If somebody's like, hey, I don't really want to get a renter, I kind of just want somebody to come and watch after the property, we have freeze alarms we can put in there. We're kind of a broad spectrum. We've got all kinds of stuff that we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I even have people call me, you know, like Kirk said, I started at when it was Coldwell in the beginning, and then it went to Next Home in 2009 in property management. And so fortunately for us, Caitlin has also been with us for
10 years now.
10 years, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we, unfortunately, had some, you know, lessons learned, been through everything mm-hmm. under the sun, and have it down pretty much, which I'm proud of. But when it comes to it, a lot of people don't know what step to take next or what they can do,
they don't have the advertising exposure. You know, we've got tons of websites that we're out there on. Our property management software alone shoots it out to how many websites? 200. Yeah, and then we're doing Craigslist. We put them on the MLS. We also do it through the Next Home intranet, and they also shoot it out to a bunch of sites. And AHRN, that's another one that we do. So we've got some pretty big exposure when it comes to advertising. And, you know, most homeowners, they have to go into each website individually to input the property, and it's just extremely time consuming. So it's nice to be able to get that additional exposure out there.
Well, another thing too is they don't have time to get off work to leave during any time of the day to show the place and and so on and so forth, and maybe the means to even get good marketing pictures. We also do videos, which helps.
We've had to get creative with COVID. When this first happened, we absolutely had to re-strategize how we were going to be showing properties. So we decided to come up with a video tours. So we have video tours, which is really neat. They're on most of the websites. When you go to look them up, you can, you know, see the video tour of it and then kind of eliminate that time having to drive over there if it's not really something that you're going to be interested in.
Yeah, that's outstanding. We've had to do that on the sales side too. So what a great feature to have. And just because it's easy to rent a property today doesn't mean it's going to be easy in 6 months or 12 months from now. And just looking at the vacancy rates, you know, we're at, the borough says we're at 6% right now, a year ago, 9%, a year before that, 14%. So, you know, who's to say a year from now it's not going to, you know, the economy is not going to look a little bit different. So don't chintz out on hiring a property manager. It's so crucial.
Absolutely.
And like I always tell everybody, I mean, it is always a roll of the dice, no matter how great they look on paper or, you know, they present themselves in front of you. So it's really important that you have somebody who's actually looking and taking care of your property and, you know.
And checking on it regularly.
Right. Caitlin and I definitely take care of properties like it's our own and find it to be very hands-on. And having, you know, even maintenance and having trusted maintenance people going through and that they're doing the right job and getting it done properly up to code, you know. So one day when you do feel like selling it, you're not having to worry about past jobs that have been done.
Right.
I have a quick question about maintenance, because we do run into first-time home buyers that are working with other property managers or individuals that are managing their own property. And the one big thing I hear is about how to get things fixed in their house. How does it work with Next Home as far as when a tenant needs something fixed? Something always is going to happen. It's a house, and we live in the Arctic, and things break. What's one of the ways that we found to make it smoother for both the owner and the tenant?
Well, all tenants have tenant portals with us, so they're able to actually go online and submit work orders through there. We get the work order directly to our email. Then from there, we're able to assign it to whatever vendor, and then we shoot that out to them, and then the vendor calls the tenant directly to schedule a time. We like to have that scheduled usually within 24 hours, quicker, of course, if it's an emergency. So it just makes the work order process just streamline a lot smoother. Keeps everybody informed as well, because the owner also gets an email copy, so they know what's going on with their property when something comes up.
It's also very helpful too, because the tenant also receives it, so the tenant knows who's coming, so they're not surprised. The owner knows who's going and
what the issue is,
right? And so everyone's
informed, and that's important.
I think another value, if I were a homeowner or investor, I think another value added piece would be the lease agreement. And I've seen so many different lease agreements. I've seen stuff pulled off Google. I've seen one pagers. And not to pat ourselves on the back, but I think we've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into ours. I know we've spent many meetings. We've done addendums. And you know, ours is a little maybe on the lengthier side. But it's there for a reason. It's to protect the homeowner and to make sure the expectations are clear with the tenant. So what can you tell us about our contract that might spark interest in somebody using a property manager versus maybe their one pager that they're using on their own?
Well, in my experience, is what I've been and also been told by a judge is if it's in writing, then that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's solid. So try not to make it too terribly long, although it is on the lengthy side, like you said. But I just figure it to be, everybody has a different, I don't know, way of seeing things, reading, and so if it's not simple and clear, then.
Yeah, try not to leave any stones unturned, just so that there's no gray areas.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to have a couple more questions regarding our contract and what's in there to help protect the homeowner.
Okay.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, and then the Trax Outdoor Show with Mike Hajdukovich, sponsored by Trax Outdoor Center at 12:30, and later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food in Fairbanks. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com, the heartbeat of Alaska. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back. And as we are continuing to discuss with Caitlin and Tony, property management.
Thanks, Lisa. And again, I'm sitting here in my brain thinking, hey, I'm a potential property, an owner with a property that I want to have managed. I found on Google this one-page lease agreement. It looks a little thin. So can we talk a little bit more about what our lease agreement looks like? What's in there for fish tanks, hot tubs, pets, marijuana? I mean, there's got to be all sorts of conditions in there just to cover all bases. What can you tell us about our contract that's in there to help protect the homeowner?
Well, we have our standard lease, which of course includes the military clause, gotta have that. We do have a marijuana addendum that kind of touches on, yes, it is legal here in Alaska, but we still don't want it smoked inside the property because that can damage it. So we definitely have a marijuana addendum there. Pet addendum, that's important. Have that in there for properties that do accept pets. We have an insurance addendum, which it's kind of a nice feature. We require all tenants to have liability insurance, a minimum of $100,000. A standard insurance policy, renter's insurance policy, typically just will cover the renter's personal belongings, not the actual dwelling itself. So what we require is that liability insurance for the dwelling. So in the event something happens that is deemed tenant negligence, that we have that insurance that we can try to make a claim on versus having to go to the homeowner's insurance policy.
Right. And when she means like tenant negligence, and I don't really like that word because it's already negative and they haven't even done anything. But for instance, leaving like a window cracked and it freezes the pipes. You fall asleep and the tub is running and you flood the apartment. This has actually happened. A child was playing in a closet and left a lamp in there, went to dinner, and unfortunately the building burnt down. And so the insurance that we make sure that it's minimum $100,000, they can take the insurance with us and pay that. It's very affordable. And that would cover them up to the $100,000 per incident.
Mm-hmm. Roughly how much is the insurance? Just a ballpark.
It's $9.50 a month for the tenant. Like I said, it doesn't cover their belongings. It just covers their oopses.
Liability, to the dwelling. accidents happen. Stuff happens. I mean, We also offer a renter's roost insurance. So if they wanted to get a blanket policy, they can. So it doesn't only cover the dwelling. It will also cover their personal belongings. So there's options and stuff that they can, you know, look through in their tenant portal if they wanted to, you know, get that blanket policy. But we definitely have that required insurance addendum within our lease, you know, going back to the lease part of it. And then we have an addendum to the lease that we've created with just stuff that's happened during our time as property managers that we've run into that just the lease itself doesn't really specify. So we just have an addendum with some line items on there that they've got to, you know, initial next to, just so, you know, there's no gray areas and everybody's on the same page.
And just so you know, Caitlin, I'm not sure, I haven't, they also have a pet insurance.
Oh, they have a pet? Okay.
Yeah, they added
that. That's a new one.
They added that lately.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we all love our pets.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was, good segue, exactly where I was going to go with this. So it's Alaska, a lot of people have pets, but man, in my experience, they do so much damage. I've watched people discussions on Facebook about it, all over the board. They're just tough. And we have pets, they do damage to our house. It's just a fact of life. So what do tenants need to know? What do owners need to know? Going into a property with pets, or do we take pets? Should they shy away from them? What?
You know, and it's always a case by case basis. What I tell owners is statistically 60% of America has pets, and in Alaska it's even more.
It's probably like 80%.
Yeah, up here it is. And so we always leave, of course, up to the owner. You know, I try to stray away from puppies. Unless you're like a dog trainer, you're going to bring it to work or you're going to bring it with you a lot. They get bored. If you don't know how to train them or if you don't have time for them, that's kind of where I stray away from. I prefer, like, you know, going to the pound and getting a little older dog and such, you know. Ringing, and then, you know, with tenants, you know, you get if you have pets, especially if you have more than two, getting references from your ex-landlords or owners and or bringing them with you.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to meet them.
I like
them
to meet the pet, you know, just to see how they act.
What their temperament is.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And taking care of your pet. A lot of times what really kind of messes it up for, you know, a lot of other tenants is when, you know, they don't clean up after them in the yard, especially in their multiplex, or if they, you know, if they're running loose a lot, and that's always a real big concern, or barking a lot in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked to me about COVID and tenants and paying the rent, not paying the rent? You know, it's in the 12 years we've been doing this, I think I've seen everything, but with COVID, I felt like we got a lot of questions of, hey, I got COVID, so I'm not going to pay my rent. Are you guys running into that? Are there tenants that are trying to use it as an excuse to get out? What are homeowners dealing with?
Well, I mean, there's some, you know, rules and laws that they have out there that they, you know, need to follow if they. And we're fortunate. And I don't know if it's just, you know, the background checks that we do or the rapport that we have with our tenants. We really haven't ran into a lot of that or people not paying. I just always really stress about the communication, you know, with my tenants and just saying, hey, you know, we get life happens, you know, communicate. The faster that we know, the faster that we can help you, you know, then the owner knows, and then we all can get on the same page, you know, versus banging down your door or such. But, you know, they have to go through quite a few forms of paperwork in order to not pay rent. It's just not like I wake up one day and I just can't do it.
And aren't we finding there's an abundance of resources out there in the community that are looking to help people if they do get in a tough spot, because
absolutely,
some people are being caught.
Oh, yes, and absolutely, and a lot of people, and they do need it. You know, they have rental assistance that got up and running again. It started back in March, then ended, and then now they have more funds.
Yeah, we've had several tenants that have gotten that COVID rental relief, and it's been a pretty smooth transition with it too. And I was really glad that there were some resources out there that these tenants could go to, especially if they were being impacted by COVID.
Alaska Housing, Salvation Army. There's actually probably about four or five places out there that Love Inc. Yep, that's another one.
Yeah.
So wasn't there a moratorium on kicking people out? for non-payment of their rent? And where does that stand? I think what's happened is, you know, we had a big dip in jobs when COVID first came out. Everything shut down. A lot of people lost their jobs. Awful. Mm-hmm. We're at 95% back to where we were, you know, a year and a half ago. So, and, you know, if you're breathing, you should be able to get a job out there right now. So a lot of that stuff is helping. But, you know, if people are still having issues making payment, do they need to pay? Is there?
Well, there was
absolutely. They're liable. I mean, so even if they had, they went and got all. So they did every single thing they possibly could imagine to get help, and they could not find any help from all the resources that are out there. I mean, they have to have a letter from their boss. They have to have, you know.
Yeah, there were some pretty specific guidelines in that like eviction memorandum that. We had there for a while. It is no longer in effect. It was overturned. What was it? The Supreme Court overturned it, I think is what it was. After it was extended, it was supposed to go till the end of October, but it was overturned, so it's no longer in effect.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to review it, I do believe the state still has what was up still available on their website, and mm-hmm. it did lay out, I mean, it was a 12-step
Yeah,
process
there's some
too.
Pretty right. yeah, tons of steps that you had to actually go through to be able to fall under that eviction memorandum.
And even if they didn't or were eligible not to pay their rent during that time, it was still due at the end.
Yeah, they still have to owe it.
So you guys are super knowledgeable, super smart. I know you've helped rewrite law, Alaska law. Where can people find you if they wanted to hire you?
Well, of course, you can always give us a ring at Next Home, which is the 456-7368. But also, we're going to be at the Go Winter Expo on Saturday, October 23rd to 24th. Kaylin and I will both be there during the entire show to be able to answer any questions, give you some pamphlets, go over some items.
Play some fun games,
yes.
Give out some prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, absolutely come see us, or you could either give us a call at our cell phone, on our cell phones too, for a more direct call. My phone number is 907-687-1701.
And mine is 907-322-7210.
We'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies, for being part of our show. I think you're a wealth of knowledge, and I really appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Thanks so much, you guys. And I believe next week, Kirk and I are going to continue on discussing the process of contract to close, and so that's what we will be covering. So thank you for joining us, and please stick around for the buzz. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.